7:53 mix here from Montague Webworks. I stalled a mic.
That's right. Ran a little late.
Got a little spring fever, perhaps?
Yeah, it's nice outside. I stopped to watch the flowers grow.
Yes, and that's what they're doing, as well they should.
And the folks outside in your front yard, they're cleaning up.
Yeah, doing some spring cleanup around here. I love this time of year.
It's really great. It's really great. So, speaking of this time of year...
Are we going online?
We're going online.
Great. Yeah. Where are we going to go?
Yesterday was opening day.
Oh, for the Red Sox.
Yeah. Isn't it just opening day in general, like for the whole...
Well, the baseball season, Mick.
Yes.
I'm going to have to hold your hand through this,
aren't I? Yeah, you really are going to.
The baseball season actually opened a week ago.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, but the Red Sox had their home opener, so their opening day
yesterday. That's how it works.
So they had played games previous to yesterday,
right?
But just
those are preseason.
No, just not at Fenway Park.
Oh, I see. Okay, well,
Fenway Park had its opener yesterday.
Okay, well, as far as we're concerned,
yep,
yesterday was opening day.
Okay, I can pretend. No problem.
So I figure, why not go to MLB.com?
Okay, yeah, let's go there.
Major League Baseball. And it's a pretty interactive site, very colorful and everything, and they've got quite a lot going on there.
I've visited this site numerous times being a baseball fan.
Sure.
And they are updating this site every year.
Yeah.
With new features and new reasons for you to come back.
That's right. And they have something called MLB TV, so if there are games that you want to watch and it's not carried locally, you know, you can buy a subscription. It's like, I think the premium is $130 for the whole year, and you can watch any Major League Baseball game anywhere. And stream it right through your laptop.
They also, if you're cheap as heck like me, they also have this feature where you can follow along the baseball game. It's a narrative of the baseball game.
Right.
So you're not watching it live. You're not listening to it live.
Right.
But you're kind of reading it live.
Right, right. It's kind of like blogging the game.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and that's kind
so
of fun.
So that's something I choose every once in a while.
I actually did that once a while ago when Howard Dean was running, and it was the
this
primaries.
Was a while. Now you're dating yourself.
I'm dating myself, yeah, because I. But there was a debate going on, and I was actually in a blog and watching people comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this feed, just have to keep on, you know, refresh, and,
sure.
And that was really cool. So the same thing, I guess, you could do, you know, watching a baseball game, and
yep.
You know, people. I see it, you know, on Facebook, but here it's a concentration. So, yeah, and you can stream the audio, and you can buy tickets, and they also have their own fantasy league, you know, application here, and as well as through like CBS and others. So that's they kind of pull the whole thing together for you. It's the total experience.
Right. Major League Baseball, you know, did this a number of years ago, like all big organizations did that have little branches. Like in baseball, they have. In the teams. Mm-hmm. Those are the branches.
Right.
They had to pull in all the teams and their websites to make them universal.
Right.
And they were able to accomplish this, which is a huge task, as you know, being someone in the internet business probably already knows.
Yeah.
But they were able to do this a couple of years ago.
Oh, good.
So, you know, each baseball website for each team kind of looks similar.
Right.
The same characteristics.
Sure.
But they make it their own.
And probably what they do is they have one master website behind the whole thing, and they're pushing this information out, and then each team has their ability to do their own updates as well. But there's a feed coming from behind that's sort of universal to all of them. And that's a good thing, you know, I guess. You know, I like individuality, but, you know, when you're talking about this kind of franchise-wide, single-sport kind of thing, it's good to have some, you know, homogeneity going on.
There you go.
If I could use that word.
You can. Thinking springtime, thinking baseball, MLB.com.
MLB.com.
Our Montague Webworks website of the week. I was just talking. I almost got technical with you there, Mick.
Wow.
That was kind of...
It was good. It was a little bit of a role reversal thing going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. There was something going on there. If you want to talk tech with Mick over at Montague Webworks, whether it's creating your next website, or if you're having some website issues with your business website, personal website, what have you, Mick's the guy to talk to. At Montague Webworks, and remember, his gift certificates are available over at our 30% off store, Bear Online at bear953.com. You click on 30% off, and it leads you right to our store where you can get those gift certificates.
Yep, go buy them up and give me a call, and we'll work something out.
Yeah, we'll create a brand-new website using that Rocket Fusion technology.
Rocket Fusion.
Everyone's using these days. Sounds good. It's 7:58 right now, 47 here in Greenfield. And the band Perry takes us to the top of the hour. Local news time on the way on Bear Country 95.3. Good morning.